and delighted to say that I'm joined in studio this afternoon by Tina Reaney, who is the Donegal Pool Association Secretary and an Irish champion and player. Very welcome, Tina. And Sean Sharkey, who, of course, is a professional pool player, multiple Donegal County Championship winner, Irish Pool Association Cup, and quite a long list of honours to his name. Many thanks for coming in, Sean.
Thanks for having us.
So, first of all, maybe I'll start off with you, Tina. We're on the countdown, I suppose, to the Donegal Pool Championships, which are taking place next weekend in the Radisson Hotel here in Letterkenny. So this is one of the highlights of the year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For Donegal Pool, it would be definitely the highlight of the year for us. So we'd be running Friday, Saturday, Sunday out of the Radisson.
So tell us, what way does it work? There's going to be various categories, I take it.
Yeah, all different categories. We have everything running from the club, from the under-12s right up to the over-60s, and then we have men's and women's. And also we have open categories where both can compete together.
Now, speaking of under-12s, I think Donegal had a recent champion.
That would be wee Jack McVeigh. He did brilliantly. He was flying there. Right. But he's the most dedicated of players. It doesn't matter when you go to that club, that lad's on the table. You know.
And what club is he with?
CYMS. So CYMS. We're all based at a CYMS there in Letterkenny.
Now, Sean, for you, are you defending a number of titles coming up?
Yeah, well, this is a new thing now for me this year. I've got the pro status there, so this is going to be my second event now. I'm going heading to England next weekend. So I'm playing arguably one of the best players ever in the first round, Garrett Potts. But that's the reason I play the games, to play the best. So looking forward to it now, and something new to me.
And what is that competition?
It's just a pro series, it's called. There'll be two events now next weekend when we're over there. And there's 74 professional pool players. So that's just a shootout between them.
Right. Now, before we came on air, you were chatting to Kieran Cannon. Used to play a bit of Gaelic football, but the pool took over. So how did you get involved in the first place?
I was just playing pool from a young age. Mum was working in the bar, and always I used to be stocking an odd shelf to get a couple of euros to pull into the pool table, and just never started from there. And then I took it up pretty much serious when I was around 19, and it's just anything competitive. When I was younger, I enjoyed it, and some pool was something that I probably wasn't that good at, and I said I'm going to keep practicing till I get better at this. I had a couple of mates that was always better than me, so I always kept practicing, and then I just got totally hooked on it then.
Right, so the decision then to go professional, obviously there's money involved in this competitions and prize money up for grabs.
Yeah, you get just 10,000 sterling for the winner of each event. It's pools, in the last couple of years, has just come on so much. It's the numbers. It's on TV live every Monday night now in TNT Sports. It's something we never thought pool could ever go, but in the last couple of years, it's unreal. The numbers, and even this county alone, I think last year we went to the All-Irelands and we had the most number of players. And I think if you go back 8 years ago, I think I was the only person playing pool outside of Donegal. So
yeah, we've about 120 members already for this season at the club, and there's going to be, 60-odd of us going down to the All-Irelands in May.
Right. So the CYMS club in Letterkenny is the heart of pool in Donegal.
Absolutely, yeah.
And tell us, Sean, just give us an idea of your typical week when you're not actually in competition. How much practice would you be putting in?
Yeah, well, this year, obviously, since it's turned January, 1st of January, I've been playing pretty much every day, because I just want to give myself a fair opportunity to get the results I want. So I've been putting in a lot of hard work this year, but it's been showing. I had the best start to the season I could have asked for between the Irish pool and different things I've been winning. Most tournaments I've been entering are running real deep, so just long may it continue now.
And in terms of the rankings that come out periodically, where are you at the moment?
I'm going in 2 weeks ago. I'm 5 points away from finishing Irish number one for the first time. So that there is going to be on Ross Lair in the middle of April. So that's something I never achieved before. I was always close to it, but finishing the season as Irish number one would be the icing on the cake for a great start to the year.
And what way does the sporting year go for pool?
It's pretty much similar to your soccer. It stops around the end of May, and then you have a couple of months off in the summer. But when the professional scene doesn't really stop at all, but I don't, it doesn't bother me because I would get me very bored now if there was no pool to play.
So for the next few months, what's on the calendar for you?
Well, the next couple of pro events, then heading down to Ross Lair for the last Irish ranking event, and then everything will be gearing towards All Ireland with Donegal. That's my favourite competition. Like, it's when you represent your county along with nine of your best mates. Like, we've won it there a couple of years ago, and that feeling like we'll never be top. Like, when you look around and see nine of your best mates as happy as you are, like, there's no other feeling like it. Like,
we actually won the men's and the women's the same year, as well as the two individuals, which was Sean and his sister Helena. And that we actually sort of wiped the board a little bit.
We've been on this journey together, like, with the club and the whole association. Like, and that's unreal to where we are at the minute. Like,
100%.
But when you look at last weekend, all them kids that were down representing Donegal,
it's fantastic, exciting
really times good. Ahead. Like, when you see all these boys coming through and girls, like,
future's
it's class.
Bright for Donegal for sure.
Certainly would look that way. And Tina, the All Ireland Championships coming up in May, the momentum will build ahead of the event. Where are they being staged this year? This is in Ross Lair, is it?
Long
way to go.
The INEC in Killarney is where it's all at. And it's a bit mayhem. It's a bit of mayhem, but it's all great fun. It's 5 days. So it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then you usually kind of lose the day before and the day after travelling. So it's a long way down. And then the celebrating, hopefully, that we'll be doing at the end of it. We never seem to make coming home on the Sunday.
So, Tina, you're secretary of the association in Donegal.
Yeah.
So what ages are we talking about? What's the youngest that people are taking part?
Literally any ages, as long as they can reach the table and they've got a basic standard of queue control, they're more than welcome to come to the club and we will help them to improve. Our divisions run from under 12s right up to over 60s, like I said. So we're open to everybody.
And let's get the merchandise plug in. There is a Donegal Pool Association gear, which you are showing here in the studio.
Yeah, we all have to have matching tops for the All Islands. We all have to sort of, we all have the same merch on as it is. So,
and like any sport, this is bringing people together from all sorts of backgrounds.
Oh, 100%, yeah. So you can hear myself, I'm from Birmingham. I've been here for about 11 years. But I chose to play for Donegal. I was asked if I'd play for Donegal. And then I actually was capped once Europeans for Ireland. So you can come from any direction and absolutely still be there and still be included.
So, Sean, what would your advice be to, you know, somebody who's maybe played it just on a casual basis, but perhaps is quite decent and maybe wants to get a little bit more serious about it?
Yeah, it's all about enjoying it, because at the end of the day, only one person wins the pool tournament. Everyone else loses. So I think you have to learn to lose before you learn to win, but it's all about enjoying it. Play with a smile on your face, and if it's something you want to do, then it's all about putting in the work. If you put in the work, you'll get the rewards.
And what do you put down the recent rise in popularity to?
It's hard to know. I think there's a ultimate pool has turned it into like this massive franchise now, and it's been live on TV and it's just got more professional. For before, it was used to be classed as a pub sport, but now all of a sudden this really is like a professional sport. Like, and we're just hoping in years to come that the money's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger with the right people coming on board. But I am just about the Donegal Association. They're obviously going to these All Irelands. Like, it's a costly business. So if there any is businesses, local businesses around Donegal, they would like to sponsor teams, like get in touch with the Donegal Pool Association on Facebook, or Tina even, should secretary.
Yeah, I must just say McGinley's Bar and Central Bar in Letterkenny are brilliant. They're our main sponsors for the All Islands, and they're very, very supportive of the club, so they're fantastic.
And Tina, how many teams are likely to take part in the Donegal Championships coming up?
We've four main men's teams, we've two women's teams, we've one under 23s, I think we've two over 50s and one over 60s. Yeah. There's a lot of us going down there,
And next weekend in the Radisson Hotel, if anybody wants to come along and spectate, more than welcome
to come along and see what we get up to, and see if it's something they might want to be interested in having a go at.
So that Donegal Championship starts next Friday in the Radisson, it's on all day, and then again Saturday.
It'll be all day long. We have the under 23s and the over 40s on the Friday, and then the teams are on the Saturday, and then the men's and women's singles are on the Sunday.
And Sean, all going well with the professional career going from strength to strength. We may see you even more on television screens in the years to come.
Yeah, hopefully. That's the plan. And anyway, this has obviously started off. And I start as a 2-year ranking system, so you start at the bottom coming in, but I'm already out of relegation after two events, like, so I'm up to 62nd, so it's just a matter of just keep going up the way, because it's going to take 2 years till I get my find my proper ranking, but I'm going in the right direction anyway.
And are you going to have to do a lot of travel every few weeks over to the UK?
Yeah, it does involve a lot of travelling, like over to the UK, mainly around Blackpool, Stoke, two main areas for it. Then you obviously play international with Ireland, captain of the Irish men's team as well. We just won the European Championships there a few weeks ago down in Killarney. So that involves going to the World Championships, it'll be the end of June over in England. And then at the Euros then, it'll be the following February, it'll be over in Malta.
Right.
So it's all go.
And Tina, just vis-a-vis other counties in Ireland, like how strong is Donegal when it comes to pool?
We're really strong, in fairness, we are. We are, we're very proud of the fact that we go down there and we never come back up without something, you know. And like I say, was it 3 years ago we came back and we had the title for the men's and the women's teams and also the men's and the women's singles, which was Sean and his sister.
Great. Well, listen, Sean, we wish you the very best of luck as you pursue the career, and to everybody taking part in the Donegal Championships and also those All-Ireland Championships. And Tina, if anybody wants to find out more information, is there a Facebook page?
There is, we have two Facebook pages. So it's CYMS Pool and Donegal Pool Association is the Donegal Pool Association Facebook page. And then we also have a website, which is www.donegalpoolassociation.com.